The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Special welcome to our FM 104.5 listeners. And you may be very, very glad you're listening today on 104.5 FM because I was supposed to give some tickets away in the last segment, and I forgot. I forgot. So our AM 880 signal is went good night. Our AM 880 signal has signed off. That happens at 5 o'clock. So those of you listening on 104.5 FM, you have a better chance of getting some tickets. And I have two kinds of tickets to give away. And we're going to make it really, really, really easy. First, I have tickets to a special screening of No Safe Spaces. If you're familiar with Dennis Prager, Dennis is one of my colleagues with Salem Media. He is nationally syndicated. He and comedian movie star Adam Carolla have gotten together and produced a movie called No Safe Spaces. This is being released in a limited manner across the United States, and it is being released here in Columbus this coming Wednesday. This coming Wednesday at Lenox Town Center. You with me? This coming Wednesday, Lenox Town Center at 6:15 p.m. If you would like to go, I'd be happy to give you free tickets. And all you have to do is call 877-BOB-LIVE right now, 877-262-5483. And just tell Jeff how many tickets you want. We have a number of tickets. Now, be reasonable. Don't request 50. But if you could use 2, 4, even 6, I think we could accommodate that. They're absolutely free. All you have to do is call. We're not going to do the caller number 1, 2, or 3. We're not going to do that. All you got to do is call 877-BOB-LIVE right now, 877-262-5483, and tell Jeff how many tickets you want. It's No Safe Spaces, featuring Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla, and many, many others. It's got Tim Allen, Van Jones, Alan Dershowitz, Ben Shapiro, David Rubin, even Dr. Cornel West. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I have not seen it yet. Well, I've seen part of it. But if you would like to go, just give us a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, and just tell Jeff how many tickets you want. Again, just be reasonable. And he'll get your information, and you'll get an email telling you how to pick up your tickets, all right? It's this coming Wednesday night, Lenox Town Center, 6:15, this Wednesday. If you would like to go, just give us a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483, and tell Jeff how many tickets you want. All right? 877-BOB-LIVE. They'll be available until they're all gone. 877-262-5483. And let me just quickly pull up our Salvation Army site. The last time I checked, which was almost an hour ago, we were $161 away from $9,000, and we're still $161 away from $9,000. Can't complain. We're $839 past our goal, so I'm not complaining. I'm just giving all of us the opportunity. we could reach the $9,000 milestone with just $161 more dollars. That's all. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army tab. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army tab and drop some money in the kettle. I don't understand this story at all. I have always thought very, very positive things about Republican Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin. He is the outgoing governor. He lost in a very, very close race. He lost to a Democrat. In Kentucky, that really surprised me, but he lost to a Democrat. He's going out of office, and he is issuing, as is happens often. In fact, usually, when a governor leaves office, when a president leaves office, there are a bunch of commutations, pardons, and so forth. This one is really troubling. Today, departing governor, let me just read part of the story to you. Today, departing governor Matt Bevin pardoned and commuted the sentence of Delmer Parton, who was convicted of killing his girlfriend at a factory where they worked in Barbourville, Kentucky, back in 1994. The woman was killed by asphyxiation and 8 blows to the head. And this is really gross. Then she was decapitated. Her body was put in a 55-gallon barrel drum that was destined for a toxic waste site. Horribly, unbelievably brutal murder. Not only was she bludgeoned to death, her head was cut off and stuffed in a barrel. Well, in 1994, Delmer Parton was convicted of this murder. There was no direct evidence, but evidently an enormous amount of hate it when I get a brain cramp. Anyway, trying to think of the word and looking for it. Circumstantial. Thank you. Evidently, it was circumstantial evidence, but the circumstantial evidence was overwhelming. This Delmer Parton has repeatedly appealed his conviction. The appeal went all the way to the Supreme Court in Kentucky. The Supreme Court turned down the appeal, and Governor Matt Bevin, has commuted his sentence and pardoned him because, quote, potential DNA evidence had not been tested. The governor released a statement, quote, given the inability or unwillingness of the state to use existing DNA evidence to either affirm or disprove this conviction, I hereby pardon Mr. Parton for his crime and encourage the state to make every effort to bring final justice to the victim and her family. Well, needless to say, most people in Kentucky are not happy. Quote, the prosecutor on the case, Tom Handy, says he hasn't been this angry in a long time. He called the governor's pardon mystifying. Wow. Evidently, this guy's defense attorney never brought up DNA evidence at the trial at all. This came up many years later, and because DNA evidence was not considered, the governor has pardoned a man convicted of beheading a woman and stuffing her in a barrel. I don't know. I would agree with the prosecutor. It is indeed mystifying. Matt Bevin's is a conservative, a professing Christian, and I don't know. Maybe he knows some things about the case that has not been released to the general public. But it is indeed baffling, particularly for a conservative Republican governor. Strange things down in Kentucky. Strange things. Well, it is not strange that we have to take a break. We're going to do that. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We've had several calls, but I think we still have some tickets for No Safe Spaces. This Wednesday, 6:15, if you would like tickets to the movie No Safe Spaces free, give us a call right now at 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Christmas is just around the corner. One of the beloved traditions in America and Great Britain for a long, long time is a Christmas carol by Charles Dickens. It's already over, so it's too late now, but a Christmas carol comes to the Ohio Theater every year, Thanksgiving weekend. It's done by a theater company from, I don't know, Nebraska, South Dakota, I don't know, somewhere out in the Midwest. And it is phenomenal. We took our kids, we took our grandkids. For years, I don't know how many times Joy and I have seen the Christmas Carol at the Ohio Theater. It's a family tradition for us. We didn't do it this year. Kids are, you know, getting older now and so forth. But again, it's already over. But for next year, I assume it'll be back. It's been coming every year for, I don't know, 30 years, I suppose. And they do a phenomenal job. It's extremely professional, well done, well acted. The music is great. And at intermission, before the play and at intermission, the Ohio Theater organ always plays. It's worth it just to hear the organ rise up out of the floor. And anyway, it's great. Love the Christmas Carol. Came across a story today about the origins, and I'm sure that I read this before, but I had forgotten it. Christmas Carol was written over 174 years ago. 174 years. And the way it came about, Charles Dickens was horrified at the conditions under which children were made to labor in tin mines. So he decided to write a pamphlet. And here was the title, his intended title of the pamphlet: An Appeal to the People of England on Behalf of the Poor Man's Child. That was his original title for a pamphlet that he was going to write. Well, he changed his mind, and instead of writing just a pamphlet, he decided to write a novel making the same points, filled with colorful characters, including an old man that goes around snarling, "Bah, humbug." And thus, the immortal Christmas Carol came about from Charles Dickens. And get this, in 174 years, it has never once been out of print. Someplace, somewhere, a Christmas Carol has been continuously in print for 174 years. And many people at the time who knew Charles Dickens said that not only was A Christmas Carol intended to highlight the plight of the poor in London, particularly poor children and so forth, but it was also an allegory of the gospel. That according to Charles Dickens, he wanted it to be an allegory of the gospel. One person who knew Dickens well said, it's a wonderful example of the biblical idea of God's strength being made perfect in our weakness. Isn't that interesting? I thought that was fascinating. It has touched many, many, many thousands. Wow, it's touched millions of people through the years. And 174 years ago. And I understand that there is a new film coming out called The Man Who Invented Christmas. And a writer named Samantha Silva has just published a novel titled Mr. Dickens and His Carol. So the legacy of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens continues until this day. And just, again, a reminder, folks, don't allow anything to take the place of Jesus this Christmas. And it's another plea from me to you. If you've not already done so, there's still time. I know it's getting late. There's still time to put up a nativity scene at your house. I hope you will. Many of you have already done so. Joy and I drive by every day this house not far from our house that has a big dragon in their front yard and the wings flap in the breeze. And as I said one day last week, what in the world does a dragon have to do with Christmas? Or what in the world does a minion have to do with Christmas? Well, one way to set you apart and your family apart in the Christmas season is to put a nativity scene up, and they don't have to be expensive. This year, we changed our nativity scene at our house, changed it completely. It was inexpensive. It's smaller, honestly, than what we have done in the past, but it's beautiful, it's simple, and it is our way of expressing to our neighbors, we know what Christmas is about. Christmas is not about Santa Claus and reindeer. Certainly not about dragons and minions. It's about Jesus. Now, this time of year, it may be difficult for you to find a nativity scene, but go online or call. I am sure that there are still nativity scenes left around Central Ohio. Get one, put it up between now and Christmas. And then my suggestion, put a cross with it. We started a campaign several years ago that we called From the Manger to the Cross, where we encourage everyone in our listening audience to put up a nativity scene and then add a cross to finish the message. He was not just a baby. He was a baby that was born to die. All right? Get a nativity scene if you haven't already. We'll be back.